Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and to talk about those songs and other things. And every now and then, throw in something a little different, a joke, a story, a reflection. And I call those oddball things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And nothing tonight is specifically a wombat, but I will be reflecting on a few things. And also, I thought I ought to state a little bit about what this show is about. It is basically, as I tell anyone who asks, it's a DJ show. I play songs. But it's also a talk show. It gives me a chance to think about my life, about what I've seen, learned, what I think is going on, and also about what I find in the songs. Last week I mentioned that I'd been listening or saw a video of John Cougar Mellencamp, and his statement was that a song is a projection of the imagination of the person that created it and sang it or performed it, and also it's speaking to the imagination of the person that hears it or listens to it. And I think that's correct in many ways. It's a little deeper than that. I think the imagination implies a lot more control than the musician has or the listener. I think it's almost the subconscious finding a way to speak through the imagination of the creator and speaking to the subconscious of the listener, and of course to the conscious mind too. Anyway, I think it's a real communication, and I think all art shares that to a great extent. So, we're going to start the first song off. It's Soldier, Soldier. Soldier, Soldier, by Natalie Merchant. And Natalie Merchant really turns this into an anthem, a statement, a powerful, almost scary thing. I learned the song back in the 60s, and it was a cute, funny, fun song. So, Soldier, Soldier, will you marry me with your musket, fife, and drum? It was cute and colorful, and the response was, how can I marry such a pretty girl as you when I got no shoes to put on? So it was kind of a cute thing, you know, and the soldier was clearly working the girl and getting whatever he could from her, shoes, hat, whatever. But Natalie has a little different take on it. So her imagination is going to speak out, and I ask yours to listen.
Comes on, how can
Soldier, Soldier by Natalie Merchant. And I forgot to mention, we're coming to you from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. And you can pick us up on ehcfm.com, WEHCFM.com on the web. So you can get us anytime, anywhere. And the next song is One Mint Julep. I think I heard this back in probably the 50s. It's classic, I think. This particular version of it is by the Clovers. And the idea is that the guy, the singer, is saying, hey, it's not my fault. It was the drink. And people use those excuses. I had my own experience. I'd always heard about mint juleps. I may have sipped one or something. But I went to a high school reunion in New Orleans. My high school was in Caracas, Venezuela. So we would have reunions anywhere, particularly in Texas, where a lot of the people were from. This particular one was in New Orleans. We were in the Pontchartrain Hotel, a famous old hotel. And I went down to the bar one afternoon and decided I'd have a mint julep. I was in New Orleans. I'd have a mint julep. And I don't know what was in that thing. But it was a size of a water glass filled with a green liquid. And I may have had a second one. I don't remember. I don't remember much. I have rarely been drunk in my life, but this mint julep definitely knocked me out. I tried to go through the rest of the evening with the reunion, talking to friends and stuff, but I finally realized that it was time to make it back to my room, and I won't even go through that process, but I did make it. Anyway, One Mint Julep. This song actually speaks to me because I have indeed experienced One Mint Julep. So here we go with the Clovers and One Mint Julep.
One early morning, as I was walking, I met a woman, started talking. I took her home to get a few nips, but all I had was a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. I don't remember just how it started, but all I know is we should have bought it. I stole a kiss and then another. I didn't mean to take it further. One mint julep was the cause of it all. The lights were burning low, there in the bottle went through the kitchen door. I popped her father, he said, I saw you wet. You kissed my daughter, got to wait right now. Oh, face of slaughter, I didn't know just what I was doing. I had to marry, oh, face ruin. A mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all. From now on I'll be thinking double. I'm through with flirting and drinking with
I got
you.
Six extra children from a getting frisky.
Oh, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep, a mint julep. One mint julep was the cause of it all.
One Mint Julep by the Clovers can get you into a lot of trouble. Next up is You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins. So many songs are philosophical in some way. You can't hurry love. Love is not something you control. It happens, and it happens at its own pace. And sometimes, apparently, from what I've read and heard and a little bit of experience, it happens kind of instantly. One moment you're just there, and the next moment you're in something you don't understand, and it's the beginning of love. So, but the other thing is you find something that you want to happen, and you try and make it happen, but You can't hurry it. I think we have relatively little control. We do have control. We can probably walk away, but we can't walk in. Not so much. So, You Can't Hurry Love, Phil Collins. This was a hit for the Supremes in 1966, and then Phil Collins came back and made another big hit out of it in 1982. It was on the top 10 in the U.S. and went to number one in England. And so this is You Can't Hurry Love. You Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins. Next up is something called The Water Lets You In. It's the theme song from a TV series called Bloodlined and by a group called Book of Fears. It's poetry, I guess, in its own way. I thought of reading the lyrics. I looked them up, but it is so enigmatic, so symbolic and illogical that I think I'll just leave it with you. But it is a mysterious song, and I find it haunting. So here we go with The Water Lets You In by Book of Fears.
Thank you. drown before the water lets you in. I think the thing I wanted most was just never meant to be.
Water Lets You In by Book of Fears. Well, last week I played one of the stranger songs, I think, stranger musical events in the last many years. It's called Old Town Road by Little Nas. And this version I played was, he also had Billy Ray Cyrus on it. And Billy Ray Cyrus is now more famous as the father of Miley Cyrus than he is in his own right. But Billy Ray Cyrus was a very popular country star, and he had one big, big hit, Achy Breaky Heart, and that's what I'm going to play for you now. I think the current college generation probably grew up watching Miley Cyrus as Hannah Montana. She would be a little older than they are, and they could see her as an older kid. Since starring as a child in Hannah Montana, she has had her own musical career, which has completely eclipsed that of her father. However, I'm now going to play. Now I'm going to play for you Billy Ray Cyrus's big hit, "Achy Breaky Heart," which really made his career. And I thought it was a great song at the time, and still get a big kick out of it.
Never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been, and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Can tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway. Oh, tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows I'm not okay. Oh, you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Don't tell
my achy breaky heart. He might blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Bricky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. I'm going to take a minute and just talk about one thing I want to bring in. The idea that our conscious mind has parts, awarenesses, and who is it that is saying, don't tell my heart? What part of the mind is able to step back from the achy, breaky heart, which is another part of awareness and consciousness, and say, don't tell him? That distinction between part of us who's the listener and part of us who is the feeler, I'm going to bring up again as we get into some future songs. But right now we're going into Kodachrome, and it's Paul Simon, lots of great rhythm as usual. And I want to bring up something else about the humans. I was reading a book on evolution, and it said that when color vision came into some animals, humans being one of them, it really took up a lot of brain power. It was a significant concession to give up that much mass in the brain, because color, it turns out, really requires some heavy-duty processing, and a lot of animals don't have it. But think what a difference it makes. And it went on to explain the book about how using color you could distinguish different plants and helped you find out which ones to eat. You could see animals hiding in the jungle much better. You could distinguish all sorts of things that would be of value to survival. And that's how it got into the evolutionary track. Anyway, here's Kodachrome by Paul Simon.
When I think back on all the crap I learned, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome.
Kodachrome by Paul Simon. Well, next up is a little short song that just haunts me. I like it a lot. It's called Bonsoir Dame. It's by Budden Travis. Budden Travis came in with the folk revolution, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Kingston Trio, that whole era, Joan Baez. And Budden Travis weren't quite as popular, but they did fairly well. And this was a typical song for them. It's just so gentle and kind. It's always been one of my old-time favorites, kind of just to let go and relax and be. It's a lullaby for adults. That's, I guess, what I would call it. And it's called Bonsoir Dame.
In a green wood close to our village, a quiet pool lies still and deep. The evening sounds and forest birds have gently lulled my love to sleep. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Sing softly, birds, and don't awake her. She doesn't know how my heart aches. I've never dared to say I love you. I'll tell her now before she wakes. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Fedodo, petite fille, smile for me, dream of me. It seems a pity now to wake her. I'd rather stay here and pretend. If we could only stay forever, then our dreams would never end. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame, madame Fedodo. Bonsoir, dame. Bonsoir, dame. Bonsoir, dame. Madame Fedodo.
Bud and Travis, Bonsoir Dame. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. And it's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in a wombat, something strange or odd. And I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this is not just a DJ show, it's also a bit of a talk show. And I get to bring in things that are basically wombats. So here's one. I recently ran into a concept called the Bader-Meinhof effect. Bader, B-A-A-D-E-R. You can Google it and read about it. It's also referred to as the frequency illusion. And the idea is that when you hear a new idea, a new concept, a new phrase, a new expression, for the first time, it'll sort of strike you. And then the Bader-Meinhof effect is it will suddenly appear again and again over the next few weeks or next few days, next few hours. So it seems like this thing you've never heard of, this concept or idea or phrase, is suddenly coming up again and again. Why is that if you've never heard it? And this is called the Bader-Meinhof effect or the frequency illusion. And so I'm bringing up one of those now. I mentioned earlier, achy breaky heart, the whole concept of different parts of our consciousness. Who's looking on? When you're observing something and having feelings and reactions, who is observing the observer? Who in you is watching? When you hear something that makes you angry, can you step back from the person who's angry and see them sort of objectively as losing their temper and being having their buttons pushed? That's the idea. It's a kind of a concept about, I suppose enlightenment would be part of it. The ability to see yourself from outside. Would some gift the gifty gee us to see ourselves as others see us is an expression of that. And a lot of these songs have that quality. The next one does. It's called Haven't Got Time for the Pain by Carly Simon. I remember when this song was popular, and it just really, really spoke to me in some strange way. And the thing is that in order to say this, I haven't got time for the pain, you have to somehow be able to distance yourself from the pain, because you don't really have a choice how much pain you feel in general. Pain is pain. But if you can step back from it, the psychological pain, and say, I haven't got time for this. That's this other consciousness I'm talking about. So I think this song is an expression of that. And it'll come up maybe in some of the later songs too. And then I'll tell you that's the Bader-Meinhof effect. It's not really, it's me bringing it up over and over. But maybe you'll see this concept somewhere else in your life. The idea of stepping back and observing the observer in you, or watching the person who's feeling the emotion. So here we go. Haven't got time for the pain.
All those crazy nights when I cried myself to sleep. Now melodrama never makes me weep anymore, 'cause I haven't got time for the pain. I haven't got room for the pain. The need for the pain, not since I've known you. You showed me how to leave myself behind, how to turn down the noise in my mind. Now I haven't got time for the pain. Survive in this world till you showed me how to fill my heart with love, how to open up and drink in all that white light pouring down from the heaven. Haven't got time for the pain, no pain. I haven't got room for the
Haven't Got Time for the Pain by Carly Simon. Well, I'm still off on my little thing about consciousness being able to step back. The next song is called When I Go, and it's Judy Collins and Willie Nelson. And I think probably it's a lot about death. When I leave, when I go for good. And it's a way of seeing that parting. But it's also a little bit about perhaps mystical experience and hallucinogens and having a mental out-of-mind, out-of-body experience. However, I'm going to throw in yet another interpretation just for fun, because it's how I'd like to see it. And that is, when you leave a relationship, when it's a painful parting and your mind is caught up in all the regrets and shame and blame and that sort of thing, wouldn't it be nice if you could leave with some of these thoughts? And I'll read you some of the poetry that starts the song off, and then I'll play it for you. This is When I Go, and is written by Dave Carter and Tracy Grammer. So here's the first verse. Come, lonely hunter, chieftain and king, I will fly like the falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, under your wing, I will strike like the lightning when I go. I will bellow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, a twisting pillar spun of dust and blood up from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out of the snow, and the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory when I go. How would that be as a way to leave a relationship? I'd like that. Not that I ever want to leave a relationship, but if you have to go, wouldn't it be good to go in glory? And this is a story about that. So here's Willie Nelson and Judy Collins, When I Go.
King, I will fly like the falcon when I go. Bear me, my brother, under your wing, I will strike, fell like lightning when I go. I will billow like the thunder drum, invoke the storm of war, twisting billow spun of dust and blood from the prairie floor. I will sweep the foe before me like a gale out on the snow, and the wind will long recount the story, reverence and glory my goal. Like coyote when I go, tireless entrancer, lend me your skin, I will run like the gray wolf when I go. I will climb the rise at daybreak, I will kiss the sky at noon, raise my yearning voice at midnight to my mother in the moon. I will make the lay a long defeat and draw the send this message down the wire and hope that someone wise is listening when I go. Sun comes trumpets from his red house in the east, he will find the standing stone where long I chanted my release. He will send his morning messenger to strike the hammer below, and I will crumble down uncountable in showers of crimson rubies when I go. Like dry leaves when I go. stand in the mist where my fire used to burn. I will count on the night breeze when I go. And should you glimpse my wandering form on the borderline between death and resurrection and the council of the pines, do not worry for my comfort, do not sorrow for me so. All your diamond tears will rise up and adorn the sky beside me when I go. For my comfort,
do not sorrow for me so.
All your diamond tears will rise up and adore the sky beside me when I go.
When I go. Judy Collins and Willie Nelson. Next up is Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker. It was a song created from a fragment that Bob Dylan left on some basement takes, I guess. This is Darius Rucker. Darius Rucker was the star of Hootie and the Blowfish. I saw him live once in Long Island. One of the first black performers to score well. But this particular song, Wagon Wheel, he put some life into this. I've had several versions of this one, and I ran across this particular one and said, yeah, that one I'm going to play. Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me,
Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker. Here's something with quite a change of pace. This is Miss Otis Regrets by Patricia Barber, and it tells its own story.
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last evening down in Lover's Lane she strayed, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far, far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew a gun and she shot her lover down. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When the mob came and got her and dragged her from the jail, madam. When they strung her up on the old willow across the way, before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
Miss Otis Regrets by Patricia Barber. She will be unable to lunch today. Well, I've got time to slip in one more song. This is a classic. This is Johnny Cash singing, I Still Miss Someone.
I still miss someone.
At my door the leaves are falling. The cold wild wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I go out on a party and look for a little fun, but I find a darkened corner 'cause I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry for leaving what we'd begun. There's someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
I still miss someone.
No, I never got over those blue eyes. I see them everywhere. I miss those arms. Someone for me somewhere, and I still miss someone.
I still miss someone.
Johnny Cash, I still miss someone. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College. Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1. And now it's time to encourage you to join me in what I ask you to do each week. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.